CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS for Sunday, the 15th of May 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Innovation 70 Project for Platinum Jubilee, Youngsters on the Air Contest, IAIU Monitoring Service Newsletter. The RSGB has launched the Innovation 70 competition as part of its Platinum Jubilee activities. The challenge is to design and build a useful piece of equipment with no more than 70 connections, or a useful piece of software with more than 70 lines of code. A selection of the most innovative entries will be published in Radcom and on the RSGB website. The RSGB Technical Forum will judge the entries and results will be announced at the end of the year. The closing date is the 30th of September. Go to the RSGB site for more and click on the Innovation 70 section to find out more. The next Youngsters on the Air contest takes place on the 21st of May between 0800 and 1959 UTC. Everyone can take part and show your support for young members across the world. There are 8 different categories, including special ones for those under 25 years of age. Using the 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands, the contest is CW and SSB only. The exchange includes the age of the participating operators, which acts as multipliers. Find out more at ham-yota.com. The IARU Monitoring Service for Region 1 has published its April newsletter. It talks about emissions that are often received on the 40 and 20 metre bands with a bandwidth of about 8 kHz. Thoughts are that it could be a jammer where the signal is intentionally transmitted over other transmissions in order to disrupt or nullify their reception. The newsletter includes a report by Richard, G4DYA, the RSGB Intruder Watch Coordinator, that includes many radar sightings. You can find more at iaru-rfigure1.org. All RSGB members who have an email address linked to their membership should have received an email in the last few days. This email explains how to set up a new password to access the updated membership portal. The email will have been sent to the email address link to your membership account. If you're an RSGB member and don't think you have received an email, please do check your junk folder. If you still can't see it, please contact membership at rsgb.org.uk or call the RSGB during office hours 01234 832 700 and choose option 2. While the Society has been sending out the emails, access to the online members' resources, such as Radcom, have been turned off, but it plans to make them accessible again earlier this week. Sad news now. Nancy Bone, G7UUR, the co-founder and long-time secretary of the Angel of the North ARC, became silent key last week. She was an RSGB deputy regional manager for a number of years, a repeater license holder, exam tutor, and RSGB news reader. In everything that she did, she approached it with enthusiasm and commitment that challenged and inspired others. We're thinking of her husband Warren, G7MWB, their family and many friends at this difficult time. Since the AGM, the RSGB board has made 2 appointments. Richard Horton, G4AOG, J will be the new board member, and Stan Lee, G4XXI, has taken on the role of company secretary. The board would like to record its thanks to the general manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB, for carrying out the additional role of company secretary since June 2020. Brickworks is a scheme run by local amateur radio clubs that have committed to help all licensed amateur radio operators discover more about what the hobby has to offer. It's originally launched in early 2020 by the RSGB under the name of Beyond Exams Club Scheme. When COVID struck, clubs were no longer able to meet in person and it was harder to help radio amateurs work through the club scheme activities. Now life is opening up again, the RSGB is delighted that Brickworks, as it'll now be called, is being relaunched. Whether you are a new licensee, returning to amateur radio, or want to try something new, Brickworks has something to offer. More information, see the Brickworks page of the RSGB site. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom and put it on GB2RS and also online. Next week, the Dayton Hamvention takes place between the 20th and 22nd of May at the Greene County Fairground in Ohio, USA, of course. Now in its 70th year, this is one of the largest amateur radio shows in the world, famous for its massive flea market. There'll also be lectures, traders and strong ARRL and RSGB presence, including a bookstall. Next Sunday, the 22nd of May, the National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale, organised by Dunstable Downs Radio Club, will take place at Stockwood Park in Luton. Entry and car parking is £4 per vehicle and the gates open at 9 a.m. for buyers. Almost beaten by the clock now for the DX News. IREC SP3SUX will be operating as DV8/KH7EA from Mindanao Island, OC-130 in the Philippines until the 7th of May. Activity will be during his daytime hours on the 6 to 80 metre bands using CW and SSB QSL home call. Members of the Radio Club of Haiti will be active as HH18MAI, and between the 18th and 23rd of May, the special call sign is for Flag Day, which commemorates the creation of the flag of Haiti in 1803, QSL via W3HNK. DIC K2KA will be active holiday style as V4/ call sign from St. Kitts, NA104, until the 18th of May. QSL is via his preferred method of logbook of the World Club log or director K2KA. Andre R9YU and Gennady, I think it is R5QA, are on the air as JV0YU from Mongolia until the 10th of June. Activity is HF, VHF, UHF bands using CWSSB and FT8 in de-expedition mode. QSL via RW6HS. Now for special news, special event news, Northwest Group Amateur Radio Club in Londonderry are activating GB0AEL as part of the 90th anniversary of the Amelia Earhart landing in Londonderry. She was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. They'll be operating GB0AEL until the 30th of May. More info on qrz.com under the call sign GB0AEL. Now for contest news today, the 1570 Megs CW contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK microwave group's millimetre wave contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC today, the 15th. Using all modes 24, 47 and 76 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The data leg of the 80 metre club championships runs on Wednesday, 1900 to 2030 UTC, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Thursday, the all mode 70 megs UK activity contest runs between 1900 and 2130 UTC, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And next weekend, it's the 144 megs May contest. It runs for 24 hours from 1400 UTC on the 21st, using all modes. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Note that the UK stations also send their postcode. Next Sunday, the 22nd, the first 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations send the postcode. Now, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Well, they say it looks like the US Air Force was more accurate than NOAA with their solar flux index forecast last week. While the week started with an SFI at 117, by Thursday it had grown to 133. It's been mostly quiet from a geomagnetic point of view, with a maximum KP index of 3, with mostly 1s and 2s. The only downside has been the number of solar flares, which included an X-class flare on Tuesday the 10th. The X1.5 event was observed from sunspot region 3006 at 1355 UTC and resulted in a radio blackout over the Atlantic, Africa and South America. The critical frequency, as measured by the Chilton ionosonde, dropped below 7 megs for a time below recovery before recovering. Despite this short-lived phenomenon, there had been plenty of DX to be worked on the higher bands. The 15-metre band has seen Asia and the Far East coming in on FT8, and there have been 10-metre band openings to Australia and the Middle East. Next week, NOAA predicts that the SFI will be in the range of 118 to 122, with generally quiet magnetic conditions, but we give the same warning as we did last week. NASA gives a 45% chance of an M-class flare and a 15% charge of an X-class flare occurring at the moment. Any solar flare could trigger a coronal mass ejection, and if Earth-facing, we can expect a degradation in HF paths, perhaps 36 to 48 hours after the CME event as the solar plasma hits the KP index rises. The better news is that sporadic e-season is now in full swing, and plenty of low-power 10-metre beacons are becoming audible between 28160 and 28325 megahertz. These are often a good indicator of openings. A list of 10-metre beacons can be found on the RSGB website under On the Air. Just click on Beacons and Repeaters. Now for VHF and up, there is a typical flavour to the current weather pattern, with high pressure initially to the south being displaced east as an Atlantic low tries to push its associated weather fronts into western Britain. This will eventually lead to unstable thundery bands of rain spreading into the country from the southwest. It makes detail complicated, but some rules still apply. There will be some tropo, especially at first and perhaps occasionally next week, along the east coast and across the North Sea. However, the changing element is going to be how effective the thundery rain areas move across the country, and they will reduce the tropo chances and introduce some rain scatter. There are some small meteor showers this week. The Etelirids peaked on the 10th of May, but the Oketids peaking on the 20th of May is the most significant, with this addition to the seasonal increase in random meteor flux. Expect good conditions for meteor scatter DXing. Apart from the random meteor scatter options, the growing interest is in sporadic E, and most days you can find something on the clusters to confirm that the new season is starting to simmer nicely. The position of jet streams and the type of upper air weather pattern this week suggests the main features will slow down and leave marked meanderings north and south. Preferred directions would be to Scandinavia and the Baltic, plus secondly looking south towards Spain and Portugal. The moon gets to a minimum declination on Thursday, and today is Sunday, it's perigee. The week's trend will therefore be for a shorter moon window until Thursday and rising path losses. 144 meg sky noise is high all week, reaching 2200K on Wednesday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.